after writing two transformational books myself and supporting many other beings to do the same, I've become enthralled by the deep and mysterious magic that's activated when we choose to say yes to ourselves and commit to the book writing journey. Of course, we want to inspire change and new perspectives in our readers, but the transformation that happens as an author, both throughout the writing process and by actually releasing your book into the world, is surprisingly potent. I know I've been blindsided in the most disruptive and delicious ways by some of the changes my books have brought into my life. Writing a book is like casting a spell. Although we can never be completely sure what's going to be unleashed during the process, we choose to do it anyway. This Unbound One is a heroic journey. Each book has the potential to be a magical portal, a doorway to a new world, both for you and your reader. Each book has a very specific medicine that it's here to share with us. And each book gives us the opportunity to alchemize the magnificent imperfection of our experience into gold. The truth is that anyone can write a book. We could all get a few thousand words down and put them together. But what fascinates me is what happens when we allow the book writing process to go deeper. When we say, fuck it, get naked and dive way down beneath the surface. Letting go of the shoulds and any need to be acceptable, sensible, or approved of. What fascinates me is what happens when we make ourselves fully available to being transformed by the very act of writing a book. This is Unbound Writing, and this is the process we'll be exploring together here in the Unbound Writers Club. I'm Nicola Humber, author and founder of the Unbound Press, and I help magical beings to write the transformational book they're really here to write at this time. I'm your guide here in the Unbound Writers Club, and the aim of this podcast is to help you to feel supported, encouraged, activated as you embark on your book writing journey. Whether you're a first-time author or have many books out in the world, my hope is that you will find something here to inspire you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Unbound Writers Club. Today we are continuing with this series, which is about all things abundant author, like how to be an author who is abundant in all the ways, experiencing your book, whatever stage of the writing journey you're at, as this foundation for the work you are doing in the world and being able to activate abundance through your writing, like creating new streams of income, bringing new people into your world, deepening your connection with your existing people, like all the good things. And I've been diving into this over the last couple of weeks. I kind of introduced the idea of the abundant author. In the last episode, we talked about embodiment and intention, like how to embody the abundant author that you're here to be, the abundant author you already are. And today we're diving into visibility. I know this can be a trigger for many of us, like how to be more visible with your work, with the messages that are coming through in your writing, how to really amplify your magic. And this is something that can completely send us into a tailspin. And I completely get that. I've got some different ideas and some reframes, which are hopefully going to help you. So let's dive in. So, like I said, this particular piece of the abundant author puzzle, like this layer, can be a trigger for many of us sensitive, magical souls. But the truth is, you need to be seen in order to reach the people your work is for. When I kind of hesitated on the word seen, and this is the first piece that I want to offer. When we talk about visibility, we very much like what it means, doesn't it? To be visible is to be seen. And actually, it's about so much more than that, which we're going to dive into. But I think we can really get up into our heads when we think about visibility. And there are some different issues that bubble up here. Like first, there's often this desire to kind of fly under the radar in some way. It's like, can't my book and my work reach the people it's meant to without me having to be more visible? And it kind of can, because there's an energetic piece here, which maybe we won't go into in this episode, but this is something we'll definitely be exploring more in the Abundant Author Academy, which is our new membership that we're launching. The second piece that can come up is confusion over how to be visible. Like, there are so many different platforms for this, and we can get up into our heads about, like, which should I choose? How should I share? You know, should I share through writing, posts, or video, or audio? It's like the options can feel overwhelming. And there also can be resistance to social media. Now, social media is definitely not the only way that you get to be visible, that you get to connect with your people, and that you get to connect with new people. No. And we'll talk about some of the different ways later on. But it can be a key piece. And I know for many in the Unbound community, there can be this deep and like really valid resistance to social media. Like, it can feel so distracting and overwhelming, like regardless of the actual platforms, which we can have issues with. And you might have this kind of idea of like, I don't want to have to create this perfect persona like everyone else, like everyone's showing their most shiny bits on social media. So if you're feeling like any of that, you are not alone. And it's okay, because there are ways to be visible, to reach your people, to reach new people that feel aligned for you. You get to find a way that feels good. I mean, it may feel uncomfortable at times when we are allowing ourselves to be more seen, when we are allowing ourselves to be more heard, because, you know, that's a stretch, but we do get to find a way that feels in alignment. You know, for me personally, this has been such a journey. I started my own business back in 2010, and I think I've experimented with pretty much everything when it comes to visibility. I started with blogging and social media. In terms of social media, I don't even know if Instagram was a thing back then, but I use Facebook. My blog and my social media, like my business social media, like my business Facebook account, was very separate from my personal account, and it was all very professional. Then I started a YouTube channel. Like, you could go back and look at my YouTube channel right back. I mean, kind of please don't. When I first started, I had a hypnotherapy practice, and I, like, most of my clients were coming to me for help with weight loss. So that's what I was focusing on in the first kind of evolution of my online business back in the day. And like, there are still videos up around that. They're really bad videos. I know you're probably going to go and have a look now. But that's good. It's good to kind of see not just where like I started, but when you look back at all the people you follow and probably all the people you most admire on social media, online, whatever it is, when you look back at where they started, it's always going to have been an evolution. Yeah. And like, there's always going to be that kind of cringy time at the beginning where you're not quite sure what you're doing. Like, no one gets this stuff right off the bat. And it's really important to acknowledge, like, this is a process. Like, it's a journey, and the way you choose to be visible, the way you express yourself, is going to evolve over time. So, like, I've had this 14-year journey of trying different things out. So, you know, from my blog and Facebook and a bit of YouTube, I joined Instagram. Like, Instagram is probably my favorite place to hang out online and to share. Periscope, can you remember that? Twitter, I did have a Twitter account for a period of time. That's really not for me. LinkedIn is also not really for me. I feel like it probably could be, but every time I experiment with LinkedIn, I'm just not feeling it. And I trust that. Like, this is a part of it. Like, we could do all the things, But what I'm going to be inviting you to do is just get really clear and focused on what are your things. TikTok, I've tried TikTok, may come back to that. Podcasting, obviously, if you're listening to this, then you are aware of that. I've written articles for different publications, appeared on summits, created my own summits. Like last year, we did the Bring Your Book to Life micro audio summit, which is great. I keep thinking that we definitely want to do that again. Like, I've always given myself permission to experiment and see what happens. It kind of helps that I come under the like brand of Unbound, because then it's kind of like anything goes. And I really want to invite you to experiment and to find your own way, to find what feels good. But before we get to that, I want to do a bit of reframing around visibility. So rather than thinking of visibility, which, like I said, is very much focused on being seen, and it can feel a bit one-dimensional and focus purely on like how you look, which is where we get into this place of like there's only one perspective because everyone's like showing their best bits. What if you shifted perspective to think of it as connection rather than visibility? So in your work as an abundant author, you want to connect with more people more deeply. So rather than asking the question, am I willing to be seen? Can you shift it to, am I willing to be felt? Am I willing to be in connection? And to see like everything you do, everything you share, everything you express as a way of creating deeper connection with yourself. Like when you allow yourself to share something, like you're coming into deeper connection with yourself, connection with what you're here to do, and connection with others. How does that feel, that kind of shift from visibility to connection? For me, it kind of takes the pressure off in a way, because, you know, if I feel the call to share something, regardless of the response, I am being in deeper connection with myself because I'm listening to that call. And I am expressing something in the world. So like, even if no one sees it, even if no one engages with it, still I've allowed myself to express something. It might sound selfish, but like, do it for yourself first. Do it for yourself first, because every time you express some of your magic, some of your message, some of your medicine in the world, like it has an impact on you first, and then that gets to ripple out. So reframing visibility as connection. And then from that place, you get to decide, okay, so how am I going to connect? How am I going to connect with my people? How am I going to connect with new people? And the invitation here is to keep it simple, because as I said, like overwhelm is a real thing when it comes to visibility, connection, how you share, because there are so many ways to do it. So I want you to know you don't have to do all the things. You get to be really discerning. And what I would invite you to do is to pick one core platform where you are choosing to share your message. And when I say your message, it can sound quite lofty, can't it? But really, I'm talking about like in terms of the abundant author, picking one platform to share the messages that are coming through, the ideas, the stories that are coming through for your writing, like connecting with your people, with your community, with your audience. So it could be that a podcast is the way that you do that, which is, you know, much more about being heard than being seen, like connecting through your spoken voice or having conversations with others on your podcast. But the thing is, when you have one core platform for sharing, say it is a podcast, and if you wanted support with starting a podcast, by the way, hit me up because I can connect you with Joe on our team who can offer support around that and give you some guidance on how to do it. But then the content that is created within the podcast gets to be the foundation. Like you might do the podcast episode, and then that gets to be the foundation for like two or three social media posts every week, or an email that you send to your people. Like one thing can actually, again, talking about that idea of the seed, how your book is a seed, And then whatever of the core platform you decide on in order to, in terms of visibility, in terms of connection, like that gets to be a seed for other ways that you can share as well, if you choose. And just talking about your book there, wherever you are on your journey, like your book is an amazing source of content for you to be sharing. And very often we forget that and think we have to reinvent the wheel. And it's like, oh, well, I have to create all of this new content to be sharing in whatever way it is, whether it's a podcast or whether it's on social media or via email. And it's like, use your book as the foundation for what you're sharing. And again, like reaffirming that point, it's like whether it's out in the world already or you're in the writing process, like you can still use it as inspiration for what you're sharing. Like use what you have. So choosing one core platform, yeah, maybe that's Substack. I know a lot of Unbound writers are now really enjoying Substack, which is kind of like this blogging platform, if you haven't heard of it, really enjoying that longer form of writing. And you also get to create community on Substack. So maybe that's your thing. Maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's Facebook or Instagram, maybe it's email. Like there are so many different ways, but you just pick the one core one that feels good for you. And then you might have two or three others where whatever you're sharing on your core platform gets to feed through onto other platforms as well. I mean, for me, let me talk about where I am in terms of my visibility connection recipe. Obviously, the podcast is a really core piece of this. And to be honest, like again, with visibility, we can really get up into our heads around numbers in terms of engagement, like how many people are listening or seeing or reading whatever you're sharing. This podcast gets like relatively small numbers in terms of listeners. We don't have a huge amount of listeners, but the impact it has is huge. So many people begin, like, come into the Unbound world through listening to this podcast, and maybe you're one of them, or it deepens the connection with people who are already part of the Unbound writing community. And then so many people end up like working with me or working with us at the Unbound Press because they've listened to the podcast and got a really good sense of like who I am, who we are as a team, like how we work, what the Unbound approach is. So yeah, it doesn't get a huge amount of listeners, but I'm totally okay with that because it creates a huge amount of connection. So when you focus on connection rather than numbers, like it changes the game. So that's by and by. So yeah, for me, the podcast is important. My email list is really important. That is a really core foundation of how I share. Like every Sunday, I write a love note to my peeps. And that's pretty much non-negotiable. And that feels really good for me. And then in terms of social media, like what's coming through on the podcast will flow onto like Instagram, whatever I have going on at a particular time. Like right now, we're talking about the Abundant Author. So I'm sharing about the ideas around that on Instagram. Facebook for me is a place for community. Like I do share on Facebook, but mostly it's about the groups that I host for my paid offerings. And also we have the free group, Get Book Ready. So those are kind of the core elements. I guess the podcast and email are core, and then Instagram and Facebook kind of, what's the word, satellite around that. I do other things, like depending on, you know, sometimes I'll be on somebody else's podcast. I talked about like summits. Sometimes I'll speak on a summit or we have created our own. I don't tend to kind of blog so much anymore. To be honest, it's interesting because in terms of visibility for me, yeah, I do write. Obviously, the email is written and I write social media posts, but I am really interested in the spoken voice. And this is what I hear a lot from women in the Unbound community. More and more of us are being called to use our voice when it comes to connecting with our people and connecting with new people. So just feel into what feels good for you in terms of what your core platform could be for visibility. And I would say focus on that initially. And if it feeds into or inspires ways of sharing on other platforms, amazing. But rather than trying to do all the things, like allow yourself to be really focused and give it time. Like give it time. We have been running this podcast since 2020. That is coming up to its fourth anniversary, which I hadn't thought about actually. Maybe we need to do something to celebrate that. That's a lot of episodes. I think this is going to be like a number 173 or something. You know, we do have a bit of a break at times over the years, but pretty much continually for the past 4 years, we've been putting out one every week. And I know we all hate the word consistency. Maybe you don't, maybe you love it. But for me, it's showing up in a dedicated way because one, I want to connect with myself and what's wanting to be expressed through me. Obviously, that happens through my writing in my books, but it happens in the other ways that I share as well. And two, I want to connect with you. I want to connect with the people that I am here to reach and work with and inspire and activate. Like, it's so important to me. It's like it's got to a point where I could not do this. So two key pieces here. One is the reframe of visibility as connection. And two is the invitation to keep it simple and to focus on like a core platform, maybe some kind of satellite platforms as well. If you feel inspired, let it feel aligned, let it feel good for you. There's so much more I could say about visibility. And this is a big part of what we'll be diving into in the Abundant Author Academy, which is our new membership. As I'm recording this, the invitation page has not been created. So I don't have the link, but hopefully we'll be able to put it in the show notes. And if not, just reach out to me and I can send the invitation page over to you. I would love to know how you feel about visibility and what you are going to choose for your core platform. So please do hit me up. The best place to do that is Instagram. You can find me there. I'm at Nicola Humber. But yeah, let me know. I would love to know. If you've got any specific questions around visibility, again, let me know because I can dive deeper into it on another episode. Next week, we are going to be talking about offers, like creating a really compelling offer around your writing and how that can activate a new stream of abundance for you. Really, really juicy. But in the meantime, yeah, here's to connecting. Here's to connecting with ourselves. Here's to connecting with the work we're here to do. And here's to connecting with our people. See you soon. What do you do when you want to write a book, but the usual approaches are leaving you feeling restricted, pressurized, not at all enough, and pretty dry, to be honest? You find another way, of course. And if you are listening to this, my free unconventional book writing guide is going to be perfect for you. It's designed especially for soul-led coaches, healers, and mentors who want to write a transformational book without spending hours on end chained to a desk. In it, I'm giving you my unique spin on the top 10 questions I hear from would-be authors, and it's going to help you liberate the way you write forever. Download your free copy of the guide now over at nicolahumber.com/10, 10-questions.